Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Welcome back to all of my beautiful, lovely friends. I'd like to greet you on this beautiful day. We are here once again to have another show. I'd like to say I love you all. My name is Scott Mendoza, and I'm co-hosting the show with my beautiful friend Raymond Colson. And I'll give you a little backstory on myself. Essentially, co-hosting the show, and I also created a YouTube channel where I make weekly videos of uplifting and inspirational ideas that kind of give people a leg up, if you will, on the way that they can live their life. And I'd like to introduce my awesome friend, Raymond. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on this new 2016, first week of 2016 here. My name is Raymond Colson. And just to give you a little background, I am an ordained minister as well as a Reiki master. And I've been doing this blog talk show with Scott for the past, 4 months now. And very excited to be here and start off this new year with a bang and get things going. So thank you for
Absolutely.
Having us.
Beautiful, beautiful, Ray. Well, today's show is Shifting Through Infinity and the Illusion of Time and Space. Today, we'll just jump right on into it. Shifting Through Infinity. Let's just break that down to the beginning portion of that shifting. You really shift constantly through your life. But before we get to that portion, one important factor that gives people a deeper understanding of shifting, and that is, everything exists right now. All exists now. There is no effect, no past. There is no future. All is right here, right now. And based on this idea, you know, everything is right here, right now. You know, there's no past, no present, no future. Essentially, you know, being that happened, all is happening right now. Everything is happening right now. All ideas are simultaneously happening at the same moment. So anything that you can possibly think of, if you can think of it, it's happening on one level or another. Now, the idea of shifting, really, essentially really what that is shifting your focus, shifting your attention from moment to 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 create this track, to create this structure, if you will. And based on that idea, you know, you're really never not shifting, because you essentially shift billions of times per second. If you go down to the actual chemistry of the brain, the synapses of the brain, those happen at micro-nano speed. The idea of shifting billions of times per second happens in your conscious, your unconscious, your subconscious, whatever you like to speak of it. It also happens on every other level you could possibly think of. Again, it happens on human levels. It happens on animal levels. All exists now. So it's truly up to each and every one of us to be in alignment with who you are, so you know where you've shifted from. You know where you're shifting to. And instead of thinking that life is happening to you, life is happening through you. And based on life happening through you, you get to occupy the experience of the shift, because it's a shifting is a natural thing you do. You shift from essentially from one reality to the next, over and over and over and over, in order to solidify your perspective from this physicalized existence. In a sense, you shift from a parallel reality to a parallel reality. And just I'll touch on a parallel reality just for a brief moment. You know, in our society, we have been more open to things and this now than we ever have before. If you look into our movies and our books and our media and just conversation with others, you bring up the idea of parallel reality. It is understood in right now of what essentially what it kind of is. And being that all is now, think of it like static frames on a film strip, in a sense. Think of it as a frozen snapshot. Okay, here's a good one. Think of animation. Animation is created, back in the day anyways, now it's computer-generated, but think of old-fashioned animation where you would draw one picture, and then on, like, trace paper, then you draw another picture on another piece of paper, and then another, and another, and another, and another, and just a slightly different tick. And just a slightly different degree of the hand motion to create this continuity and this idea of motion in itself. So that's just kind of to get us into this conversation. I guarantee, I know my lovely friend Ray has got a lot to say about this. Back to you, Ray.
Yeah, definitely. So, to talk about shifting, we really want to kind of break it down and help people understand what it means. And you're definitely right on spot there, Scott, about everything being here and now. And there's basically only one eternal moment in creation. And when we're shifting, is basically a different point of view of that one moment in creation. And like you said, Scott, we are always shifting. We're shifting so fast, the illusion of time and space and movement. That's what shifting is. So basically, anytime you're doing anything, just being alive, you are automatically shifting from parallel reality into parallel reality. That's how we create the experience, the third density, fourth density experience, wherever you might be at this time, to be alive. That's exactly what you are doing. That's what your consciousness is doing, shifting from one parallel reality into another. And that in itself creates time, and it creates space, and it creates the illusion of separation, and it creates the illusion of movement. Our last show was a really important show, I think. We did at the end of the year, and it talked about how can people shift from how they can shift into a more preferred reality than what they're currently experiencing. And the way to do that is actually by following your excitement and having compassionate action. So and all we're saying is that is how you shift into a more preferred reality, because you're always shifting. Just like we just said, you're always shifting. So you can you can shift into an unpreferred reality by doing things that you don't really prefer to do, by living in fear or anger. You will shift yourself into those realities where what you put out is exactly what you're going to get back in your physical reality. So the way to, again, going back to the last show, the way to assist ourselves into shift into a more preferred reality, more desired reality, where we're not experiencing so much fear, not experiencing these unpreferred desires, is basically by following your excitement and going through with that compassionate action. So to go back to shifting, so basically I want to say that the only way to change something is to act for yourself, to act on that one thing, whatever it is you want to see change. Only you are basically able to change yourself and shift into a reality where that is more reflective of what you want to see. So we're not able to change the world. We're not able to change other people. The way it's done is you're going to raise your vibration, because like we said, we're always shifting. So we want to know how to shift in a more preferred way. You're going to act on those things that are in a high vibration to you, things that make you excited, things that make you joyful, things that you love to do. And by doing that, automatically shift into those more preferred realities. So a good example of this would be me and Scott. So, you know, a few months back, about 4 or 5 months ago, at the end of 2015 there, me and Scott have decided to, you know, start this radio show and put our passion out there and talk about these things that, you know, we feel like we are experiencing and we feel like we want to share with everyone. And also, we're also learning all this stuff with everyone else at the same time. And by putting ourselves out there and following that excitement, it shifts us into the reality that we want to go into. We want to do these kind of things for fun, for a living, for, you know, for whatever. This is something that me and Scott are excited about. Not everyone doesn't have to do this, of course, but this is the formula to act on these little things, because you're always shifting. So it's really your choice of where you're going to shift to. Do you want to follow the excitement, or do you want to follow your fear and go down that road? Because it's all here now. It's all available to us. It's all available for us to access, like we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. What do you think about that, Scott?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I certainly, you know, and you're all right. I mean, once you follow your highest excitement, that is the greatest vehicle, in a sense. I wouldn't say greatest, because everybody is unique, but that is a very powerful way to shift into the reality you prefer, to just do the things you prefer. And by doing the actions support your mentality, because there's a saying in this world that actions speak louder than words. But, you know, in a sense, if you don't act upon it and you just think about it, I mean, that can work, but essentially it's not going to be as powerful. It's not going to be as poignant if you just think about it, as opposed to go do it. Just do it. Do the thing that excites you, and, you know, in effect, the byproduct of following your excitement is it automatically shifts you to where you need to be, because to shift, shifting in itself is a thoughtless process. It's the same as realizing that, you know, when you stood up, you didn't put really no effort into it. You just stood up. You didn't really think about it. You didn't think where the weight of your body is going to shift to and how it's going to feel on your knees. And, you know, we don't think it's a thoughtless process. So the best thing to do is, and like you said in our last show was about compassionate action, and having compassionate action for yourself and those around you and your community and your universe, your multiverse, multidimensional verse. Having compassion, period, for all things, that inadvertently drags you over two things that do excite you. Because, you know, think to yourself, all listeners, even you, Ray, think to yourself right now a moment that you expressed compassion towards somebody and they attempted to come back with some negative perspectives, and immediately it gets highlighted, it gets underlined, it gets visibly seen like, oh, whoa, wait, no, that's your baggage, that's your idea. Like, once you start having this compassionate action, you shift into the life that you prefer, you know, everything becomes a beautiful, unified idea. There's a study that's been happening for probably the past 20 years in the scientific community, and it's a unified field theory law. And the idea is that's kind of what we're moving into, in a sense, is this unified field theory of all of our collective understandings together. So therefore, by me and you, Ray, we're having the show, is just one example of how to shift your life at a faster rate, as opposed to having a sluggish shift, because shifting happens on any speed you can think of. It can happen slow, it can happen fast, it can happen a billion times per second, it can happen once a year. You know, I mean, you have these small shifts through your life, the continuity of motion and the idea of thoughts and so forth, but there's other things, and that is major shifts. You know, once you follow your excitement for an extended period of time, once you put that emotion, that energy in motion to the rest of existence, you essentially light up like a light bulb, and everything that's trying to find you is, boom, they know exactly where you're at, you know, what you represent, everything. So therefore, the things that are trying to get away from you are like, whoa, hold on, let me get out of this, let me get out of this way. And the things that are trying to find you, there's nothing blocking them. So the shifts that are more appropriate for yourself happen at breakneck pace. I'll give you a little hint, because me personally myself, in this current now moment, I am personally myself experiencing a major shift in my own reality, my own life. And in a sense, you know, Ray, like you had talked about, you know, me and you, you know, getting out there, putting this information is a way to amplify my life, a way to amplify the things I love to do, because I'm drinking the cup of experience in front of me. I'm not pushing that out of the way and like, oh, I don't want that, let me get something else. No, I've created this for myself. I've shifted to the life I prefer without, now this is a big one, when you shift, don't worry about the shift or don't worry about how it looks. It is what it is. Accept it. Love it. Open with your open arms. Grab onto it. See what it is. You know, even if it's negative, I promise you, you could probably glean a positive response from it, because everything is fundamentally neutral. So whatever meaning you're giving to it, whatever effect you're getting out of it. So the idea that if you follow your excitement, you start shifting at such of a pace, because all that is, God, Goddess, whatever you want to call it, is like, okay, he's ready for more, and he's ready for more, and ready for more, and ready for more, and boom, 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 boom. And I went, you know, essentially 6 years ago, living in a friend's basement, having a full-time job, having a vehicle, having my own life, of course, but I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't charging my etheric energy. I wasn't grounding who I really was. And so I made a decision. And the decision was to follow my excitement. So I dropped everything that I had, everything I was, everything that I represented, and moved from Ohio to Texas. I came out here to with my father. I enjoyed his company for a while, and immediately when I got here, I understood that I have to do this from a place of excitement. And since I did that, I moved out of my dad's house within 4 months. I got my own place. I got engaged. I got married. Me and her are now in the process of buying a home. And then, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the future. But all of this hinging on the idea of following your excitement, hinging on the idea of noticing the shift, realizing the shift. Like, if you try to make a bigger degree of difference between this shift and the shift a moment ago, that will give you more power and more understanding that it comes through you instead of to you.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah, so and so to get back, like we've been saying, we're always shifting, and we're actually talking about what Scott was just talking about is how to shift into a more preferred reality. And the fact that we're always shifting, so even if someone listening right now is experiencing a reality that they don't prefer, you know, basically what's going to happen is if you stay on track of going down the road of what you do not prefer, and in some way, you know, consciously or unconsciously, you're doing it for a reason, so you can learn a lesson or get some type of experience out of what you're going through. But even in that scenario, people will experience what I like to call, or what Scott just deemed as, a major shift. And that's going to be something that is going to completely flip your life upside down, to the point that where it's almost getting your attention to say, hey, you need to do, you need to follow your desires a little bit more, or, you know, something of that nature. So basically what I'm saying is, if here's an example, if someone's going down the, driving down the road and they're experiencing, you know, this reality that they don't really prefer, and it seems like it's constantly going on, and they've been, quote unquote, stuck in this reality, even though that's not, you know, that's not the actual mechanism of what's happening. You're not stuck anywhere. But even though you might have the experience of feeling like that, oh, I can't get out of this experience that I don't prefer, basically what I'm saying is, even at that point, you will unconsciously create a major shift in your life. And that can be anything from, you could lose your job, you could get in a car accident, you could have a near-death experience in any number of type of ways.
That's a really good point,
what,
Ray.
And what's happening is, it's an unconscious shift into a reality to just say, you know, kind of knock on your door, get your attention, and say, you're doing something that you don't really prefer, and you need to start acting on those things. Or you created such a major shift that you don't even realize something actually shifted, and you're already on that more preferred experience or more preferred reality that you were looking for. And a lot of times we don't even notice it, especially with these major shifts. A lot of times we don't notice it until it's already done and gone. So an example of that is when you're in a car accident, you know, a bad car accident, and, you know, you lose your car, you might total your car, or maybe hurt yourself a little bit, and then go through that experience. During that experience, it is not really fun at all. For the individual that might be hurt, or you could have hurt someone else, you know, you just lost a car or a job or something of that nature. And then once you kind of get out of your head and say, okay, this happened, and, you know, there's nothing really other for me to do other than continue to live my life. Once you get back into your, once you get back into your mode of being happy and being that person, you kind of look back and say, oh, remember when I went through this, that sucked. But now that I think about it, I needed to go through that in order to get me to where I am right now.
Absolutely.
So take note of when these quote-unquote accidents happen, because there is no such thing as an accident. There are no coincidences in life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happens for a reason, and everything is done by the individual. On everything you experience is you have agreed to, whether that be consciously or unconsciously. No one can force their experience or force anything upon you that you don't agree to, whether that be an energetic level, a physical level, mental, emotional, however you want to look at that. It is all there and all happening because you agreed to go through that experience and have that experience in your life. Maybe it's a co-creation or whatever, but no one is to blame for anything that really happens to you. each individual, each one of us are the ultimate control of reality, our own reality, and what happens to us during that reality. And, you know, another example is me and Scott could have not have done this show, and we'd be on another reality in another path. Not to say that mm-hmm. one is right and one is wrong, because it's all valid. It's all there for a reason, for us to learn and grow, expand as consciousness, experience what it's like to live a life in the physical. That's exactly why we're here. So that's
absolutely.
Why I wanted to point
absolutely.
That out, that you know, we're doing these things, and like we say, like we keep saying, we're always shifting. It's all about mm-hmm. the individual choosing, picking and choosing which direction you want to go. And all you have to do to go into the more preferred reality, basically, is to follow those desires, follow that excitement, have compassionate action. And those things will mm-hmm. shift you into the reality that you're looking for, rather than, you know, just kind of sitting back, you know, maybe sitting on the couch not doing anything. You know, follow your heart, follow your excitement, so that you can mm-hmm. go into these realities that you want. Don't just sit around and wait for things to happen to you, mm-hmm. because that's not really how it works. You know, you're making everything happen in your experience. Like I just said, consciously or unconsciously, it's all being done by you. So choose what you want to do. Choose which reality you want to be in. And really, it's that.
Absolutely. And you could you're bringing up a good point that I don't think we touched on yet. And that is, mm-hmm. you know, it's a shift. It's not set in stone. It's not chiseled in steel. There is a symbol in, you know, in our lives, in everybody's lives, essentially. Most people would know what a yin-yang symbol is. There's a yin-yang symbol in our lives, in our reality, that symbolizes this kind of idea. And what I mean is whenever you shift from wherever you shifted from, consciously, unconscious, whatever the case is that does not mean, and that does not exclude you from shifting back. It does not exclude you from experiencing other things that were an echo of the reality you just shifted from. Because a lot of times when people shift and go through these major shifts in life, and even the small shifts in life, you know, it develops this mentality, well, I went through with it, I've dealt with it, and onwards and upwards. And that's a great analogy. But it's not the whole story. The whole story essentially is if it happened once, it can happen a million times over. So that's why it's so important to continuously follow your excitement, continuously follow the things that represent who you are, because the moment that you decide otherwise, that's what the reality is. That's how fast that we are starting to create our lives. You know, you don't lock yourself into a certain reality or another. The more and more we raise our awareness about who we really are and what we really are and where we really are, the more and more and more we get to experience the different points of view of reality. Because like you said, there really is just one eternal now moment in creation. That's it, just one moment. All other moments that we perceive are simply that same one moment, just from a different point of view, just from a different set of eyes, just from a different perspective. It's all the same one moment. That's why everything exists now. That's how you can shift. You can go from one moment to the next. You can be bipolar. You can be whatever you want to be. You can have this emotion, this experience, that experience, bang, 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 bang. And then you, at first, you know, an individual who's not really aware would be like, what in the world just happened? But if you just listen to your heart, I say all the time, you have to, you know, go with your heart, listen with your heart, live through your heart. And, you know, that tells you the discernment of what you should do. That gives you the nudge, per se, to go in which direction is most preferred for you. Because a lot of people want to follow their excitement from their logical sense, from the logical brain. And what that does is that shifts them into a state of anxiety. Whoa. this person did it, so it's exciting to them, and it kind of excites me, but I have to do it just like this other person. And so they work like little worker bees and get after it, and they're working so hard, and they wound up with something completely different, and then they start beating themselves up like, oh, well, I wasn't the same, and I was trying to do what he's doing. That's because we can't. There's an individual by the name of Paul Rowe. You can find him on YouTube, and this gentleman is very, very intriguing. And he lives his life in a very, very astute way. And he said in one of the videos that he talks, and he said, one can never place your foot in the same portion of the river twice, even if you don't walk nowhere. If you stand in the same spot and you put your foot in the river, it's gone. The portion of the river you stepped in is gone. It flowed down the river. And that's what you have to continuously flow with these thoughts. Because, like I said, you know, it's a yin-yang thing. You have an opportunity and a doorway in both sides of the equation to go back to the other side, to go back to what you came from. Or, and see, this is the beautiful part about 2016, or in a sense, to give you a linear perspective. Because let's face it, we still live here now in this 3D, in this reality, on this planet, in a sense. But we're not. It's becoming more than the yin yang symbol. It's becoming this Trinity perspective. It's not the black side. It's not the white side. It's the white side and the black side merged together, blended. So there is no war. There is no disagreements. There is merely integration. There's merely an opportunity to learn more about oneself. So therefore, you know, the more that you follow your excitement, the more that you shift to the reality you prefer to shift to, your life turns into a skyrocketing effect. It becomes super enlightening because not necessarily you've learned anything, but you've lightened up on yourself. You've lifted the heavy weight of everybody's beliefs up off of your chest, up off of your shoulders, because you realize that you're shifting, 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 shifting. So every single moment is a new life, is a new you. So next time, for all the listeners listening right now, and thank you so much for listening. I love you dearly. Next time you are in a situation, and I don't mean don't be upset. Be whatever you're feeling in that moment, yes. But what I'm saying is that's just that moment. And all other moments exist in, right then and there, whenever you think it. Because whenever you're thinking, that is now. Because there's always now. It's all there is. So every time you get upset or whatever, allow it to be what it is. But just know that if you continuously focus on it in that upset way, that's what you're going to get from it. The moment that you have that compassionate action like we were talking and you just insist, because don't expect to walk up to the mirror in life and see the frown and expect to smile. That's never going to happen. You have to be the smile to see the smile. That's what compassionate action is about. That's what following your highest excitement is about. That's what gives you the true proclivity to shift. Moment to moment to moment to moment to moment. Is literally just take your hand and put all your fingers together, then separate them. Every degree of separation of your fingers is a parallel reality, a parallel reality, a parallel reality, a parallel reality. So in a sense, life is a whole bunch of frozen pictures, if you really want to boil it down. And all you do is the light of who you are, the multidimensional crystal of light being of that we are, essentially is a projector light that shoots through the frames of physical reality billions of times per second. That's why we are light workers, because we are filled with light. Light beams out of us. And that's how life comes through us instead of to us, because through you is all the light that creation has ever created. It exists within yourself, and yourself is the universe. You're not in a universe, you are the universe. You're in a multi-dimensional verse is what you're in. But you are the reality you thought you existed in. And that, in a sense, is like how Buddha, you know, rise in front of Elijah Muhammad. That's how Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, or whatever you'd like to call it. That's how all these great teachers became who they were, is by this very idea. But now, in my opinion, this is, in a sense, what the second coming of Jesus Christ really is a realization within each and every one of us that we do shift our perspective, our focus, from moment to moment to moment, to create our life in whichever facet, whichever direction we prefer, because life is about free will. Free will. Just break through. It's free. There's no nothing binding to it. There's no dictation from some creator source somewhere else that's trying to dictate. No, it's you. And if you do hear something like that, just remember that that's just you creating that in the first place. So just continually be the light that we are. That's, I mean, that would, in a sense, that snuffs out or integrates all the other exterior ideas. Is just be that light. Be the lighthouse, as I say, on the banks of the seas of misunderstandings. So the folks that are having rough times and rough seas out there and wherever, they can see your light. They can see you like a lighthouse way out in the ocean. And therefore, the choppy seas in front of them won't be so choppy, because they know they can see something in the distance. There's light at the end of the tunnel, per se. So I implore everybody listening, be that light. Be that beacon of hope for the individuals that are deadlocked into their beliefs. Because you can never change nobody. And you shouldn't change nobody. You only change yourself. And when you change yourself, fear changes with you. Remember, like I said, the mirror. You have to change your face to the smile, to see the smile. And this is what shifting is all about, is changing our face to the smile, being the compassionate action, being this beacon of hope and this beacon of light for all to see. And that, in my opinion, I mean, this is why 2016, for me, in a linear sense, is a swinging point. It's an opportunity to truly ramp up who you are. There is no bars of destitution on you anymore. There is no hampering or no hindering as far as, you know, society being. And if you see a hindrance or if you see something that's causing you to stop, that's not society telling you that. That's your subconscious telling you, hey, there's a belief that you have out of alignment right now that does not correlate with what you really prefer. This is out of anxiety. Please look at this. And once you look at that, you dive into that, boom, you shift that out of it. And then boom, 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 boom. You know, the shifting happens because it's billions of times per second. It's over and over and over and over and over and over. It's just you have to grab, because it's always now. So you always have an opportunity to change it. It's never set in stone, like I said.
So, yeah, and I just want to talk about one of the things me and Scott discussed that we felt this was a good topic shifting to discuss on our show. It basically is, we always hear people talk about how time is an illusion. But you never really see people explain why they're saying this. Unless you really dive deep into it, you can figure it out. But, and that's why we're here to talk to you all today. But people always say, well, how is time an illusion? Well, basically, we are not these physical beings, like we've been saying. We are consciousness. And time is our consciousness shifting from one reality into another. Like we said at the beginning of the show, there is only one eternal moment. And when we shift, we are taking that one moment and looking at it from a different point of view. And that's all we are doing. And that's all we're doing. So we are conscious beings. We are spirit. We are not these physical beings that seem to be weighed down by gravity and prisoners to the time and things like this. We are creating all of this from our consciousness, and like we said, we're shifting, always shifting from one reality to another. So the trick is to really just shift into the reality that you. So with that being said, actually. we may be having some technical difficulties with our radio show, and we are experiencing some things, but we do have a question that came in our chat room that I'd like to get to.
Wonderful.
And again, you are listening to Conscious Contact Radio, and if you do have a question, you can call us in at 646-716-6386, and you just hit #1 if you have a question. But to get to our question here in the chat room, it's coming from Amir Patel, and he is asking, how do we manifest using imagination? And then followed up with, how do we align to our desires? So Scott, you want to take that? How do we manifest using our imagination?
Absolutely, absolutely. First, we'll touch on the idea of imagination. Imagination really is the internal magic that all of us contain. It is the thread for which that we connect to all other aspects of our existence. Because if you can imagine it, it exists. So, therefore, use your imagination, because your imagination does not have any filters. It does not have any beliefs or barriers. That's why sometimes your imagination can be so wild and so crazy, but yet it can stimulate such success. It can stimulate new projects, new jobs, new everything. And the idea is to follow your imagination. It truly draws the pure magic out of each and every one of us. So therefore, follow your imagination. Use that as a mile marker. You know, follow your imagination. Whatever you imagine it to happen, use that as a basis. I wouldn't say use that as a concrete idea. I would use that as a way mover. It moves you in the direction that could potentially really charge the individual who we are. Because you think about us, we're 70% water, so we charge our bodies like a battery. And your imagination is that conduit of it excites the creative bone in our body. It stimulates, you know, all of the unknowing. It stimulates all. I mean, you think about it. That's how Vincent Van Gogh came up with, you know, the beautiful artwork that he had. I mean, most of all of your great artists and musicians and, you know, movie makers and different kind of entertainment ideas, you know, automakers came up, you know, absolutely. You know, I moved to Texas from Detroit, Michigan, and I had an uncle who knew a few people who were inventors, and those inventors had just used their imagination to come up with engines, internal gas combustion engines that run, you know, that ridiculous amount of miles. You know, it's really, really energy efficient. And they could not have came up with these ideas if they didn't follow their imagination first. And that's what I would definitely say about that.
Definitely. So, yeah, I'd like to add to that as well. So, in the question again, how do we manifest using our imagination? And so my response to that is going to be, you know, we're constantly manifesting. You are always manifesting. And how do we manifest using our imagination? So basically, anytime you have your imagination, that thought, that desire come in, basically all you're going to do is take little steps and act towards that imagination. It doesn't have to, like Scott said, don't take it, you know, full force and just, you know, have that expectation of this is exactly what it has to look like or this is how it has to end up. But if you have that imagination come in, you have that thought of I want to be here or I want this or I desire that, all that needs to be done is to act in little steps to get to that point, whether it be making a phone call, you know, whether it be getting up and having compassionate action in society, whatever it is that you're imagining that you want to happen, take little steps towards that because you're always manifesting something. So just just manifest. So just act towards the things that you want to manifest in your life through your imagination. So if I'm imagining that I want to move across the country, for example, mm-hmm. I'm going to take little steps to get me there. I'm going to start maybe saving some money. I'm going to start looking into where I'd like to move to. I'm going to start looking into the area of in the prices of apartments or homes of where I'm going. Just these little steps. I'm going to maybe make a friend in that area. These little steps that will get you to where you want to go through your imagination, because you're always manifesting something. So choose the things that are toward the desire that you're looking for, right? Mm-hmm. So that would be my advice on how to manifest using your imagination. So just act on the little things that you're looking to manifest, and you know, because you're always going to have that imagination, and it's always going to be wild and kind of out there, like Scott said, with no filters. So you want to use that, mm-hmm. but don't place any expectations on anything, and just act in the best of your ability to move in that direction, to start making whatever it is that you desire and make that happen. It doesn't have to be the end goal right away. And a lot of times, if you're looking to make that end goal happen right away, that's exactly when you're not going to get what you want. You're not going to manifest that preferred reality that you're looking for, because you're setting an expectation. You're saying it has to look this way, and you know what I mean? So that's my advice on to how to manifest using your imagination. And then his follow-up question was how to align with your desires. And for me, I think it's the same answer. You know, if you have that desire, you want to take this compassionate action. And I keep using the word compassionate. Actually, you want to do things out of integrity. You don't want to act on your anxiety or your fear, because then you're going to manifest something that you don't want. So have a compassionate action. So act on the things that you know are truly coming from your heart, truly what you desire, with integrity, truly what you love to do, and you know, eventually those things will just manifest into your life. And your desires, like we said, your desires are trying to, like Scott mentioned, they're trying to get to you as best as possible. We are the ones that are kind of being resistant and holding these things away from manifesting into our lives by either acting out of fear or anxiety or whatever the case might be. Scott, you want to add to that, aligning with your desires?
Absolutely. And, you know, the question itself actually answered the question. The question had the answer within it. And the idea is alignment in itself. To have alignment with yourself, everything organizes itself. It's a total complete kit. Everything, if you're in alignment with yourself, all desires and imaginations and everything come full speed. It's only when you're not in alignment with yourself and you're not living who you are and you're not true to yourself, simply, you don't do what you think is right. And that will take you out of alignment. And when you're out of alignment, you can't perceive the desires you have in reality. And when you start to see the things that you desire from an out-of-alignment perspective, you essentially want to start attaching judgments and, you know, all kinds of human ideas on it, of negative perspectives. And it's only until you actually start acting on the things of, you know, true power and that show who you really are, it sweeps all that misunderstandings off the table. And the only thing that is left is your desire, is your imagination. And they come up in full view. They're bright, shiny objects, and you can't pass them up. You can't mistake them for anything else. Because you are in that mindset that you know who you are and you know who you're not. So when you know who you're not, you know what you don't desire, and life is, you know, it's a duality perspective in a sense, only from the perspective that when you see what you are, you see what you're not. And that's, you know, definitely. So I would say, you know, to kind of wrap that up in a sense is follow your excitement, because that puts you in alignment. And once you're in alignment, that automatically, inadvertently, puts your desires squarely in front of your face.
Right. Definitely. Definitely.
And definitely would like to say thank you for sending in your questions. I certainly appreciate that.
Yes, thank you, Amir, and hopefully we helped you understand a little more how to do the things that you asked. And we appreciate you reaching out to us.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, there's a quote that I came across.
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead, Ray.
No, go ahead.
There was a quote that I came across. It was from Albert Einstein, in a sense. And Albert Einstein he understood the now moment. We'll put it that way. And Albert Einstein said that there is truly nothing to observe when there is no observer. So how that kind of ties into shifting is you can't perceive what you're not the piece of. So you can't shift into a perspective or a mindset back to see something else. That is what they would consider semantics. That is, you know, the dictionary's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So you have to be it to see it. And when you're not it, it's not there, at least for you, because, you know, if you can perceive it, you can contain it. If you don't contain it, you certainly won't see it. And that's what Albert Einstein said, that there really is nothing to observe when there's no observer. You know,
right.
That old saying, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? It only makes a sound if there's somebody there to perceive it. A bird, a caterpillar, a squirrel, a person, a whoever. You know, because all is equal. So that's just to give you a little glimpse more into the perspective of shifting. Because when you shift,
right.
That gives you the opportunity to be the observer and observe, in a sense, and analyze, you know, the reality that you're shifting to or shifted out of or both at the
right.
same time, simultaneously.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that definitely ties into you cannot perceive what you are not the vibration of. Because as
yes.
we said in the beginning, there's only one eternal moment. There's only one
right.
thing going on, and we're just looking at it from different points of view, different perspectives. And in order to
mm-hmm.
see
the
desire or the manifestation that we prefer, we need to be
mm-hmm.
that vibration, like Scott is saying. In order to see it, you need to be it. So
mm-hmm.
if you're looking for love, if you're looking for, you know, all these things that people look for, you need to express those things from the inside, and then you can receive those things from the outside. What you put out is what you get back.
Absolutely.
So I think... you know, that's a good topic, and it's interesting how everything ties in together. We talk about one thing, and then we tie all these different things in, and that just shows you the synchronicities of,
mm-hmm.
of life and how everything is connected and the beautiful, you know, life that we are able to experience as conscious beings and how things are working here in this reality.
Mm-hmm.
So. It looks like we got about 5 minutes left, and there are some
Absolutely.
People in the chat room here. If there are any questions, it doesn't look like we have anything right now. So if there's any other questions, we'd love to hear from people. Scott,
also,
did you want to?
I just kind of give you, you know, starting of a new cycle. 2016 is
mm-hmm.
certainly going to be a prolific year, just like last year was and the year before. It's shifting and shifting, right? And so, as well, you know, the show is also going to have some shifts as well. And, you know, there's going to be some new things to come. There's going to be some new kinds of platforms and new kinds of discussions, as well as continuations of other discussions. And there's going to be call-in guests. We're going to continue taking questions live on air, and it's just only going to grow and only going to get bigger and really, to be honest with you, it's as big as it's already going to get. We're just going to perceive more of it now.
Definitely, definitely. So, yeah, and that's a good point. We talked about on our last show of 2015 how we're going to be bringing in more things and expanding the show. And so, yeah, to reiterate some of those things, we're going to be taking questions like we just have, and we're going to be doing some channeling on the show. We're going to be doing some healing on the show, some healing sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be an exciting year for us. We really encourage people to be more active, within the show. If you have questions, please feel free to ask us. It doesn't even have to be during the show. It can be before or after. And we'll make sure to bring it up on our next show.
They can email us as well.
It can be an email if you don't feel like talking on the air or anything like that. So, please feel free to ask us any questions that you want, even if it doesn't have to do specifically with the topic of our show. I guarantee you we will find some way to tie it in and get your questions answered and make everyone have a great experience here on Conscious Contact Radio.
Absolutely. One last thing, as I always say, my beautiful soul, think with your heart. Live with your heart. Live through your heart. It truly is your guiding light.
Definitely. Yeah, so thank you all for listening in today. We only have a few minutes, so we're going to go ahead and end the show. It doesn't seem like any other questions are coming in.
Fantastic.
I appreciate everyone listening. Thank you very much for being part of this and co-creating this as well. We love you all very much, unconditional love, and we really hope to hear from you all on our next show. You all have a great evening, a great day, whatever time it is there right now, and we will see you next time.
My love to everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful now. Bye-bye.